Issue 2 may turn out to be the most expensive ballot issue campaign in Ohio history, topping the $64 million casino effort in 2008. It's brought forward a huge ad campaign.
We don't have a choice but to pay it, and the drug companies know it.
Vote yes on Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act.
A California healthcare CEO is promising to reduce our prescription drug costs.
It sounds too good to be true, because it is.
And it's one of the most contentious ballot issues in recent years.
This only applies to drugs purchased by the state government.
Which are paid for by tax dollars.
But two out of
every Ohioan is a taxpayer.
Hold on just a second. I didn't interrupt you. Why don't you let me finish my point, okay?
Those two voices are familiar to many political observers in Ohio. Matt Borges is the former chair of the Ohio Republican Party and is representing the vote yes side, Ohio taxpayers for lower drug prices. He says issue two will do two things.
Lower people's drug prices. Make sure they're not paying, that the state is not paying more than what the VA pays.
Longtime Democratic strategist Dale Butlin, the former chief of staff to the late Senator John Glenn, is speaking for the vote no side, Ohioans against the deceptive prescription ballot issue.
The idea that this is going to save much, if any, money is preposterous.
The vote yes side says Ohio could save $400 million by requiring the state pay no more for drugs than the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs does. 3.7 million Ohioans in Medicaid and other state programs would be directly affected. And the vote yes side says taxpayers will save money that way and through a ripple effect throughout the country and the drug industry. The vote no side says the state already has deals with drug companies, and that forcing those companies into this kind of arrangement would actually have a negative impact, restricting access and driving up prices for other drugs. But there's a line in the long ballot description that's notable. It would, quote, require state payment of attorney fees and expenses to specific individuals for defense of the law. Speaking for the vote no side, Butlin says that is a blank check to five people on the vote yes side, who've already filed more than 50 lawsuits nationwide.
And requires taxpayers to pay their legal fees and without a cap or a limit of any kind on the amount of money that Ohioans are on the hook for.
On the vote yes side, Borges says that's a red herring by the drug companies that back the opposition.
It also says reasonable attorney fees, and so we're not talking about some kind of blank check. But here's the point. They want to talk about anything but meaningful reform that will actually bring drug prices down for Ohioans.
And that's a big part of the argument Borges makes for the issue, that the drug companies supporting the vote no side are protecting their profits and will spend whatever they have to do it.
If this wouldn't actually bring prices down in Ohio, which you're saying it won't, and it wouldn't have a ripple effect through the marketplace so people would save money, why would the drug companies have spent $126 million to defeat this issue in California? Why are the drug companies spending $2 million a week to defeat this measure in Ohio?
But Butlin says all that money doesn't sway some who are against the issue, which is similar to one rejected in California last year.
Every major newspaper editorialized against it. So when Matt says, oh, it only went down because the drug companies spent all this money, did the drug companies buy all the editorial boards too, Matt? Come on, give me a break.
There is a lingering question of whether the 468,000 people in the state's retirement systems would be covered by issue two. Borges says yes, but Butland and others have said no. That's likely to be litigated if issue two passes. $24 million has been spent on ads so far, with the vote no side spending five times more than the vote yes group. And campaign filings at the end of June show nearly $16 million has come into the vote no side from the drug industry, and $3.6 million has come to the vote yes side from the AIDS Foundation, which is run by the chief backer of issue two. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.